The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan here. If you're just joining us, I'm coming to you from Frostburg, Maryland. And the magic connection box of Comrex did not connect this morning. Wasn't able to find the internet for some reason. And so you've got me on the phone. Aaron, are you there? Can you hear me okay, buddy?
Loud and clear.
Loud and clear. Good. Okay. So I'm walking around the hotel room up here in Frostburg, Maryland. And we broadcast from here before if you've listen to the show. We were last July and in August before that and the August before that. Just can't figure out what's going on. So, anyway, wrapping everything up, putting it back in the old padded box and, getting ready to do next week from the home front there at, in our beautiful home in Easton. So, we're on the phone. And I hope everything's going well and I hope you're enjoying it, but it's not the easiest and the best way to do a radio show, but we do what we got to do to keep the message coming. So let's talk to Lee and Talcher. Morning, Lee. Morning, Lee.
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear.
Good. Glad to hear it. So what's going on?
I'm calling. You had a couple really good guest speakers the last couple weeks, and I wanted to continue on with the circle hook talk.
Okay.
I don't do a lot of bait fishing, but I fished three or four times this year with the live eels. And with commercial fishing, we can use J-hook and or circle hook.
Right.
And a friend, he was using the circle, and I was using the J-hooks. And didn't have a whole lot of difference in hooking fish, within the mouth or the lip.
Right.
And a couple fish were gut hooked, but it was about equal as far as results. And I just wanted to pass that on that. And he was doing the method where you just don't really set the hook, as where I was doing more of a hook set,
right,
using the J hooks. But we didn't have any problem with the fish that we had that may have been undersized to release or whatnot.
Right.
But it was interesting doing that and seeing the results was pretty much the same as
Sure. Well, the study that was done on the Susquehanna was done over a course of several days, and that was a buddy of mine, Rudy Lukakovich, conducted that study, capturing these fish and doing the survivability on the difference between the circle hook and the J hook. It was done years ago, back in the 90s-something. And I know Rudy's listening, and he's welcome to call in and share if he'd like, but the results are, the J hook was more easily swallowed in their study by the anglers, that they were using than the circle hook. And I don't know what different hooking methods were employed. Like you said, don't have to really set the hook with a circle hook. It just kind of automatically twists into place in the mouth. The J hook,
right,
that you said you use a hook set. Which any, a jerk on one end of the line waiting for a jerk on the other. But part of the circle hook is what makes it so appealing, and it doesn't get swallowed as quickly. It tends to set in the mouth more quickly than the J hook. That's the whole deal. And the mortality was, it was weighted in favor of using the circle hook. And that's the result. That's the basic results of the study. You know, if you're going to be out there and catch one fish, you know, and you're going to keep that fish between, 19 and 24 inches, you catch your fish and you go home. It's the problem arises where you catch undersized fish and put them back, or you keep fishing after you've caught your one fish and put it in the live box. That's where the problem arises.
Right. I'll say another, talking about fish, rockfish. I've seen a lot of floaters. I've been fishing the Patapsco the last couple trips, and quite a few dead rockfish. I don't know whether it's attributed to fishing mortality or natural cause. It's a little discerning because I've been seeing a lot of floaters. And
yeah,
this was
are these oversized fish, or are they in range fish or undersized fish or a mixture?
I have not gotten a lot of them are within the slot, and I don't know whether to make a concern about it with maybe I should make a phone call to the DNR and just say what I'm seeing.
I think that's probably a great idea. If you've got a lot of boats in there and these guys are, they're onto those fish and they just keep fishing, they're killing their future.
Yeah, well, Alan, a lot of this I saw during the closure, too, so... And I will give you one thing. The Patapsco River right now is the cleanest I have ever seen it. The water is beautiful, pristine. I actually caught some rockfish where I can honestly say I was sight fishing under a pier during a good, strong tide, and I could see the fish coming after my I was using jigs, and coming after the lure. So the water is beautifully pristine, so I don't see any issues with the water quality or anything. I don't know. I'm sure a lot of other fishermen have seen the same thing if they're fishing the Patapsco. A lot of
they're not
or anything. It's not like a large.
The water may look beautiful. The water may look beautifully, but it's all about the oxygen content. Where's the thermocline?
Definitely not my expertise.
Right.
If you get a
dead zone rolling in there and you've got no oxygen, you're gonna find dead fish. You know.
Yeah. Well, I was fishing one area in the Patapsco where they had where they load and offload coal, and it was really interesting because I was fishing up. It was a bright sunny day, and the fish were up in the shade, up underneath of this coal pier. I think it's a CSX offloading. It's amazing seeing all these ships that are literally from Japan buying our coal. I don't know what the use in our everything used to go over to Brandon Shores, but all the coal now seems like it's going overseas. But to say the least, there's fish.
Well, they're using our coal to build. They're using our coal to make steel to sell back to us.
Yeah, isn't that the truth, Alan? It's a fact that even the scrap metal and everything, I think from the Key Bridge, is probably all going overseas. But
that wouldn't be a surprise.
Yeah, but there's quite a bite on rockfish in the Patapsco, and the eel bite up in the Fool's Island area is phenomenal. So I again they talk about the young of the year for the last 3 or 4 years, but all the fish we're catching are for the most part, they're healthy. They're not really fattened up yet, but at least to see it, the fish I'm catching is very, very plentiful, plenty of fish. So it'll be interesting.
Those nice fat football fish come in November.
Oh, I can't wait till then. Yeah, the fun thing is when they get that white inner belly meat, the yield goes from about, right now it's about 36%, and I could have up to 50% yield on winter fish.
Yeah.
When I fillet them.
Yeah.
But one other thing I wanted to say real quick. I like the fact with your show and your magazines and whatnot, you touch on a lot of things that people find controversial, and you're one of the few, if only people I know that likes to throw everything out there and make it a subject and make it an excellent conversation. I truly appreciate that.
Well, I'm not radical one way or another. You know, the guys go, Well, you're going to put an invasive species magazine out about snakeheads, yeah? Well, don't you know there's a big controversy between bow fishermen and fishermen, and the fishermen hate bow fishermen? I'm not getting into that. Yeah. I'm putting it out there. There's people that like both. I mean, I was at a shop the other day. The guy goes out. And he's got some spots where he catches some giant snakeheads and bowfishes. One of them was 38 inches and weighed 17 pounds.
Wow.
That's his personal best. Now, that's a big snakehead, you know?
Right.
And he said, we didn't catch anything under 30 inches that night. Bowfish, anything under 30 inches that night. I'm like, wow, that's pretty nice, you know?
It's not only, maybe I shouldn't have said, you know, so much controversial, but even what you did last week with the, you know, talking about hunter safety and all that stuff, that's important because a lot of people don't realize that, how to gather that information or where you have to go and all that, all the needs for doing that. It's always good to hear the informative side of anything with hunting and fishing, which you cover pretty good.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the kind words. Thank you very much. So.
Okay, Alan.
All right, Lee, thanks for the call.
Okay, you have a good day.
You do the same. Thanks, Lee.
Okay.
Bye. There he goes. Anybody on the line?
You're all clear.
All clear. All right, well. Speaking of rockfish, and they're out there, let's talk about the Talisman Therapeutic Riding Rockfish Rodeo Fishing Tournament. And it's a rodeo because there's horses involved. Horses and fish. How about that? The top rockfish wrangler will win a $1,000 prize. And this is all going off on September 9th, which is a Monday. All in one day, right out of the Fisherman's Crab Deck at 6 a.m. You pay your entry fee, you show up, you get selected for a boat, and off you go. That's 3032 Kent Narrows Way. And you'll get all that information when you register. But you can be a part of this very special benefit event with a chance to win $1,000. There's a fun-filled day, a fishing competition with local watermen guiding you to the best fishing spots on the Chesapeake Bay. And then you stay for the Crab Feast, an afternoon of food, beverages, live music, games, and a silent auction. At 6 a.m., the boats launch. At 12:30, happy hour starts. At 1:30 to 3:30 is the Crab Feast. The entry fee is $225, and that's for a single angler entry. And each angler entry includes the Crab Feast ticket. Now, if you just want to go to the Crab Feast, if you're a landlubber, and they'll want to fish, it's $110 for a single Crab Feast ticket. Here's the number for more information, 443-239-9400. That's 443-239-9400. And all of this, entry fee, Crab Feast, the whole deal, all of it benefits the Talisman Therapeutic Riding group over there. that is a horse riding organization for people with, you know, certain needs. Special needs is what we'll say right now. A lot of therapy. Therapeutic riding. Therapy. They're in Graysonville. And that number again to register is 443-239-9400. The website is Talisman, T-A-L-I-S-M-A-N, therapeuticriding.org. And you'll be, if you want to get me to send you this flyer with the QR code and the information, just send me an email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, and I'll send that out to you. So got some nice feedback from the folks at Talisman, and looks like we're going to be there on the night. So, and if Robin's well enough, she'll be with us. How about that? Our number here is 410-922-6680 is our phone number. I mentioned Clyde Sports Shop earlier. You know, hunting season's right around the corner. The early waterfowl season is coming up. September 1st is the resident goose season on the eastern and western shore. And I will tell you that the Maxis 2 in camo, the Browning proprietary camo, the ARIC, A-U-R-I-C camo, is a beautiful firearm. It's a reliable gas-operated autoloader shotgun with additional enhancements to improve performance. A composite stock with a soft flex cheek pad, an in-flux flex recoil pad, and oversized controls. And that features the Browning new ARIC concealment. Now, one of the other waterfowl shotguns I want to tell you about is the A5 Wicked Wing. Comes in vintage camo, if you like. Comes in other camos as well. But what's beautiful about this is it has a beautiful Cerakote burnt bronze camo finish on the receiver, and a Cerakote burnt bronze on the barrel. It's a gorgeous shotgun, beautiful. Comes with an oversized bolt release, extended Invector DS goose band choke tubes, and corrosion-resistant chrome bore. Comes in that vintage camo and others if you like it, but the Wicked Wing version is a really, really nice firearm. You want to take a look at that. All that at Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, in Halethorpe, just off Beltway exit number 9. The phone number there, 410-242-6108. Clyde's been around since 1957. 410-242-6108. The new website is ClydeSportShop.com. Clyde's with an S, Sport with an S, two S's in the middle, ClydeSportShop.com. They're open 7 days a week for firearms, licenses, ammunition, and scope mounting. And your full-line Browning dealer, it's Clyde Sports Shop. You'll be glad you did. Let's head back to the shore. Let's head back to the shore and talk about our friends at Backyard Billy's. Okay, summer's winding down, at least the summer holiday, but not the weather. The weather's going to be gorgeous for the next couple months. So great time coming up this fall for a beautiful time in your backyard with your family, family reunion. Of course, you got the Labor Day holiday coming up. Plenty of good crabs and big fat crabs coming this fall. Time to get together with the family, get out there in the backyard. Well, if you need that backyard dressed up a little bit, why not stop by Backyard Billy's? That's right, making backyards fun. A giant selection of colorful poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture with many, many tables and chairs and many, many styles, especially there's about 1,000 Adirondack chairs in every color and style you can imagine right there at Backyard Billy's. You can see all that in Backyard Billy's backyard at Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. You also find gym sets and tiki bars and storage sheds and greenhouses and pergolas and gazebos and chicken coops and chicken sedans and dog kennels and sheds and greenhouses. Anything for your backyard with free delivery and setup of the bigger items within 60 miles and free delivery to the Delaware and Maryland beaches. Inside the showroom, go inside. You can check out the barbecue grills by Traeger and Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe, a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings, and a lot of other stuff for your backyard, for your beach house, or for your deck. Browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle, theme, and budget, and Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. More on that later. backyardvillage.com, 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500, open 7 days a week, Route 50 at exit 44. That's in Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I was a highwayman, along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25. But I am still alive.
I was a sailor. I was born upon the tide. With the sea I did abide. I sailed a schooner around the Horn of Mexico. I went aloft to furl the mainsail in a blow. And when the yards broke off, they said that I got killed. But I'm living still. I was a dam builder across a river deep and wide, where steel and water did collide. A place called Boulder on the Wild Colorado.
I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below. They buried me in that great tomb that knows no sound, but I am still around. I'll always be around, around,
all right.
Around.
I hear the Highwaymen every now and then. Yeah, a great tale of adventurous men who died untimely deaths. You know, good news for a Saturday morning, right, Aaron? Absolutely. So, hey, breaking news! They've just discovered that the asteroid that killed the dinosaurs came from beyond the solar system, beyond the orbit of Jupiter. And I will spare you the details of all the scientific talk, but you're certainly welcome to look that up on Fox News because, you know, Fox is known for breaking news, and this only happened 66 million years ago. So, but it was a rather unique asteroid, incomparable to most of the other common asteroids that fell from within our solar system. So it looks like somebody took aim at the Yucatan Peninsula, killed all the dinosaurs with not only the impact of the asteroid, but the great tsunami, worldwide tsunami that took place as well. So, 66 million years ago. Okay. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. I did stop at Madonna Seafood the other day. I got to meet my buddy Mark Jr., and he's a gun collector, come to find out, and he likes to buy and sell, which is pretty cool. And let's see, where else did I go? Bel Air Gun Range, and we have an article coming from Bel Air Gun Range that will be in the next Hunting Quarterly concerning how to obtain a suppressor for your firearm. You still have to go through the process, but the process has been extremely streamlined, so that it doesn't take you 2 years to get your suppressor anymore. No, the approvals are done in usually under 10 days. So that's something to think about if you're thinking about a suppressor for your favorite firearm. You can investigate that. And Bel Air Gun Range is one of the places to do that. We're talking to some potential new sponsors around the region. We're talking to some folks that hopefully will be cooperating with the Outdoors and Radio Show and partnering with us to promote their businesses. So we're looking forward to that for this fall, maybe a new restaurant, maybe maybe a couple unique places. So we'll find out if they're going to work with us or not here soon. But we do appreciate the listenership, and we do appreciate our listeners contacting our sponsors and supporting our sponsors and telling our sponsors that they heard about them on the Outdoors and Radio Show. That does a world of good for us here and keeps us on the air. So thank you very much to our listeners for that. Our phone number here, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. If you'd like to call in at a fishing contest, you can simply do that by calling in, leaving your name and phone number with our call screener producer, Mr. Aaron, and then go on the air with me for a brief moment. If you want to discuss a topic, we can discuss something, ask a question, or just say, hey, I just want to get in the contest, and go on your merry way, and we'll be happy with any and all of that. If you'd like to enter by text or email, you can do that as well. Those of you who have my number, just got a text asking me to enter them in the contest a moment ago. And the email is ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. My last name on both of those. First name is Alan. And let's see what else. Oh.
Well, Alan, perfect timing. You have Joe in Parkville who just called in for the contest.
Oh, good. Okay. We'll finish that up, too. Joe, good morning. How are you?
Good, and I'm so glad to hear that Robin is doing well, and I've been listening for a long time, a lot of years, although not every Saturday morning. I sometimes forget to wake up early enough. But anyway.
You forget to wake up, or you need to set your alarm like I do.
Well, I have done that, but the other thing I'm going to say is that since you're telling us all this wonderful information about the dinosaurs and the asteroids.
I figured you'd like that, yeah.
I'm fascinated by it. But the other thing I was going to say is a friend of mine was having problems. He was out in the backyard using his weed whacker right near some bushes, and he hadn't realized his cat had climbed into the bushes. He accidentally whacked the cat's tail off.
Oh.
He grabbed the cat. He grabbed the tail. He rushed to his wife, said, quick, drive me to Walmart. She said, Walmart? You need to go to the vet. He said, no, Walmart. They're the biggest retailer in the country.
Hello? Yeah. I will pass that along. That was well done. Thank you very much.
All righty.
When I lived in Pennsylvania, and I was just dating Kathy at the time, so it's been many moons ago. There was a family that she knew, and we went to visit them, and the kid had used the hedge trimmers, the hand hedge trimmers, and the cat walked by with his tail stuck up in the air like they sometimes do.
Oof.
Yeah. Yep, instant surgery.
So I was going to say, so when you heard me telling this terrible tale of humor, that you put me on that 7-second delay.
Well, I don't know that we did, but that 5-year-old came to mind, and he said, yep, I cut that cat's tail right off. I'm like, okay. So, but I liked your joke. Take me to Walmart.
So listen,
all right, man, anything else?
Weekend. Oh, listen, by the way, I haven't been down to Clyde's in a while, but they are one of the wonderful places to go. And if you can't go out fishing, you can wander through there and dream about it, and hunting and all of the good
everything.
Stuff. They're really nice people.
Everything. Yeah, I like to look at the guns while I'm down there. So.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I don't know if I told one of my storage units had developed a leak in the ceiling, and consequently the metal back had come loose right there in my unit, and there was water damage in some of my storage stuff. Seven big giant yard bags full of stuff that got trashed. A lot of memories, but a lot of stuff that was just stored there.
Wow.
A lot of records and things. A couple of things that were in that damaged area was a Leopold scope, which was, I think, 1.5 to 4, and also a box of 257 Weatherby Magnum ammunition. Well, the box, $100 to replace right now. Leopold, their warranty, is unconditional lifetime, so that's on its way back from Leopold. But I took them to Tuckahoe Gunworks, and I've recommended Tuckahoe Gunworks to some of the folks in the area. I just want to give Doug a nice shout out. They're in Denton. Great Tuckahoe Gunworks. They looked at the shells, and I said, what are they going to do with these? They're all corroded. Should I shoot them? Throw them away? So now they put them in the tumbler. So they put them in the tumbler with some. They cleaned up just fine. So
wow.
Shell tumbler, brass tumbler. They cleaned up just fine. I said, you sure I'm okay to shoot these? He goes, yeah, go shoot them. Okay, cool.
There you go. There you go.
So saved $100 right there. So that's worth a shout out.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
All right. Anyway, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Take good care. Bye-bye.
You do the same. Phone number here, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Love to hear from you. Love to hear you enter the contest. And I mentioned this the first hour. I'll mention it again. The muzzle loaders have arrived. CVA, there are three of the same muzzle loader, 50 caliber, Optima V2 with a nitride barrel and a Realtree camo finish. And they will be delivered to some September, the end of October, and the end of November. We might even have a bonus in there sometime to talk about when we get there. We'll make that a surprise, though. So announcing it, of course, isn't a surprise. Is when we do it. So we'll start that contest right here at the first Saturday in September, right after right after Labor Day, right after the first day of deer bow season, which is September. So if you haven't applied for your bear permit, for your bear lottery permit, you need to apply for the bear lottery. The last day for that is August 31st at midnight. The drawing is the Tuesday after Labor Day, and the results will be put on the DNR website bear page. And you check that by knowing your DNR ID number and going down the list of 950 successful entrants. And hopefully, you know, you'll get a bear permit. Just to the bear regulations this year, they had talked about, you know, carving out a special lottery for Frederick and Washington counties. I'm not sure what the internal discussion yielded, but that didn't. I'll find out a little bit more about that today. We'll be talking to some DNR folks at the National Deer Association Mountain Maryland chapter event at South Mountain Rescue up here in Garrett County. I'm here in Frostburg broadcasting today on my phone. The internet did not work out well, so we're talking on the phone to do the radio show. And I'll be headed over there this morning. The Bucks, Bears, Stags measures will be there to measure some white-tailed deer, hopefully some black bears, some new black bears. And I know there's at least one sika deer because it's in my truck. So that's from a nice place in Dorchester County. We've got all the information on that. We've got one big, giant, non-typical deer coming in. We're going to see how well that works out. Some young lady up here harvested that in the deer firearm season. She's been after since last firearm season to get it measured, and it's finally all going to come together for post some of this stuff and her on social media as soon as we get the scores. And so if you're in this area, Garrett County, and you need to have a deer or a bear measured, stop by the South Mountain Rescue facility down there in Oakland between 10 and 4 today. If there's any tables or chairs left for the event this evening, but come in and enjoy the day and watch the scoring process. So that will be that. All right. Our phone number here, 410-WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We'll take your phone call. We'll take another phone call or two before we do our next commercial break. And
we have one coming in right now. Joe in Glendon has a question for you, Alan.
Joe in Glendon. Talk to Joe in Glendon. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing well. My reason for calling, you're talking about Frostburg. That's where my wife graduated from college. I remember having some good times in Frostburg, and I completely.
Yeah, Robin went to Frostburg too. She had some good times, but she didn't graduate. So.
Yeah. Well, we all do what we do, and hopefully it all works out well for all of us.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, Robin was the top in her class when she took her radiology courses. She was number one in the state of Maryland as far as her academic acumen is concerned. She's an extremely intelligent young lady, and I love her to death. And I just wish she would feel a little better so she could come on these adventures with me. She really, really missed coming up here this time. We've been here the last 3 years, and, you know, when she loves the area, she loves the mountains. So I told her, maybe we haven't been up here for our wedding anniversary. We got married at Deep Creek on December 17th. I said maybe we'll come back up here for anniversary this year and see how that works out. Number seven. So,
yep. I'm not that much of a hunter or a fisherman, but Deep Creek, beautiful area, and did some good skiing up at Wisp and enjoyed the beauty as well, just riding around.
Well, yeah, well, that's
thank
a few
you for
times,
your show today. I'm going to be cutting it short, though. I'm glad I had a chance to call you. Thank you.
Take all right.
Care. Listen to you often. Much.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Yep, I've caught a lot of fish Deep Creek, a wide variety of fish. I mean, there's I don't know how many different species of fish. Freshwater trout, because there's a cold water fishery here. There's chain pickerel and northern pike. There's walleye, and there's yellow perch. There's smallmouth and largemouth bass. There's rock bass. There's, trying to think what else. I've had some great trips. I had a drift trip down through McHenry Cove, bouncing night crawlers on the bottom for those big yellow perch. That was fun. I fished for for Northern Pike with Matt Self with DNR and Tom O'Connell with DNR up here. We tagged a couple of Northern Pike for the study, the tagging study up here. Caught a lot of chain pickerel, caught some walleye, caught a couple smallmouth bass, not many. I caught, what else, biggest rock bass ever caught. It was out of Deep Creek Lake, 10.5 inches. Biggest black crappie ever caught, 14.5 inches. Biggest pickerel I ever caught was out of Deep Creek Lake, which was 26 inches. Not anywhere near the record or anything like that, but I thought it was a good pickerel. Having caught during my life, and most of them were hammer handles, you know, undersized, but that 26-inch pickerel, that was a good fight. So,
Alan, you have Joe loved in Graysonville on hold.
Joe, okay, good morning, Joe. How are you?
Good morning. How you doing?
Very great. What's going on?
I just called to get my mother later, contest.
Oh, okay. Well, you have to give me a call back in September doing the fishing tackle, so we'll put you in that one, okay?
Oh, okay.
Then we'll do September, October, November for the muzzleloader. I was just announcing that the muzzleloaders have arrived and CVA is working with us again.
All righty.
Okay?
All right. Thank you, and you have a good day.
Thank you, buddy. Have a great people at CVA, too, by the way. I've known Chad Scher for a few years, and my buddy Forrest Wilson, he kind of graduated. He's the one you see in the videos now. If you go online and watch some of the CVA videos from CVA, not Jonathan. What's his name? What did I say? Just say his name. Forrest Wilson. And Jonathan is with DNR. I'll see him today, hopefully. So, anyway, 410 to be CBS 680. Right now, it's time for me to tell you about Sperry's Tire Service. Morning, Brent. Brent's on his way into work. Sperry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. That's just off Route. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. They feature American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin, Yokohama. And Sperry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck. Any make, any model. Say it again. Any make or model, pickup truck. Any make or model vehicle, any make or model car, automobile, anything from a Triumph to a Triad. Spurrier's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard to your barnyard, from your garden tractor and lawnmower and even your wheelbarrow, all the way up to your farm tractor and that giant farm machinery with 14 wheels on it or however many they have. If you're in a trailer, an ATV of any kind, Spurrier's has the tires. Any kind of trailer, dump trailer, tandem trailer, landscape trailer, motorhome, gooseneck trailer, or ATV of any brand, Sperry's has the tires. Sperry's offers tire repair, full-service automotive repair. They'll check the diagnosis, they'll repair your vehicle, and that'll dreaded check engine light lights up your dashboard. You just pull. Can you help me? They'll make you an appointment, get in there, diagnose it, and fix it. Their 24-hour truck service, much more, has kept Sperry's customers coming back time and time again, and that includes Robin and me. And I was just in there last week, got tires on his work truck. Satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by, no appointment needed for tires. Call Sperry's Tire Service in Easton. That number, 410-822-7. Visit their website, sperrystire.com. No appointment needed for tires, 410-822-7384. Prices are great. You'll be glad you did. Sperry's Tires. One more time for Backyard Billy's. Yep, we'll make this one short. If you need anything for your backyard, from picnic tables to storage sheds, Backyard Billy's is the place to go. Anything for your deck, like a new grill, well, they've got them all. How about heating systems, like pellet stoves and wood stoves? Inserts, freestanding, they've got them. Gas fireplace inserts, they've got them. And vacation home, as far as furniture, decorations, deck stuff, they've got all that as well. Why not stop by this wonderful place called Backyard Billy's? It's giant, ginormous, with products of all kinds. BackyardBillies.com will give you just a taste. You can call 410-827-4500 if you have a specific question. 410-827-4500. They're open the exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville exit. They themselves are on Drummer. And I'm not sure if it's Drummer Way, Drummer Lane, Drummer, some Drummer, D-R-U-M-M-E-R. Backyard is going to look just great for Backyard Billies. And one more time for Clyde Sports Shop. If you need it for fishing or hunting, Clyde's has it. They have ammunition of all types and rifles and handguns. They have a great selection of handguns for just shooting or home protection or personal protection. They've got them. They know how to do all the paperwork. They do it thousands of times a year. They're our full-line Browning dealer. They've got the great firearms from Browning and all the other hunting firearms as well, rifles and shotguns. They've got target shooting guns. They've got all the accessories, too, the scopes by Hawk and Leopold and others. You need optics. I bought a lot of optics from Clyde Sports Shop, and they have good prices, and they know what they're doing when they mount those scopes on your firearms. For fishing tackle, it's fishing tackle. They have it all. For crabbing gear, they have all the crabbing gear. They have live bait, frozen bait. They have ice. So why not stop by and see this beautiful little spot, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, just up Beltway Exit 9, and that's in Halethorpe. Clyde Sports Shop. For fishing and hunting, check out the new website, ClydeSportShop.com. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range. Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec spray-on truck bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches,
patches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Wow. How about that? They got the trumpets blaring for us. How about that? Did you notice WCBM? Of course you did. All right. Hey, we're coming up on the end of the hour. We're going to get ready and head down to the National Deer Association event here in Oakland, Maryland today. Hopefully we'll have some good deer come in. I just got a message from one of our measures from Cecil County. He's 50 minutes into his drive and stuck in Cecil County. There's apparently an accident. I don't know if it's on 95 or where it is, but all the lanes are closed, so he'll be a little bit delayed, but that's all right. We'll have somebody there for sure. Can handle it for the time. So,
Alan,
that's what we'd work today,
Mike
looks
in the
like.
Eastern Shore for our last caller today.
Who is it?
Mike in the Eastern Shore.
Mike, okay. How are you?
Oh, pretty good, Mr. Allen. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
Hey, I've decided I want to go ahead and purchase a straight wall cartridge firearm for deer hunting over here.
Okay.
I pretty much always fired muzzleloader. I love shooting muzzleloader. Always shot.
Yeah, me too. Yep.
And there's, I guess the cartridges I'm looking at are the 350 Legend, the 400 Legend, the 450 Bushmaster, and of course now we've got the 360 Buckhammer available to us.
Yep.
And I would
personally, if I were doing it, and I've got a 450 Mark, but if I were doing it, whatever has the most readily available ammo, which is all those that you mentioned, but probably the most effective is going to be your 450.
Yeah, I just don't know if I want to get pounded. I think I'd just go back to shooting my old 12 gauge.
Well, that's true, too. That's true, too. But if you don't want to get pounded, then go with a 350 Legend, because that's the one the kids start out with, and there's...
Do you have an opinion on the 400 or the 360?
I do not. I don't know enough about them.
Okay.
They're so new, I don't know enough about them.
Okay,
350's been around the longest. 450 is more effective, but if recoil is your concern, go with the 350.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
We'll call Bel Air Gun Range and see what they think about it.
Okay.
They're more into ballistics than me.
All righty. Thank you.
All right, Mike. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Well, there's the music, I think. Can't hear it, but I hope you can still hear me. I'll just say get out, stay out, stay safe. Make sure you love your family this weekend. Love the Lord, and we'll see you next week.